And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Jay Wynn Russick, our theater critic, is here today. Usually here on Thursdays, but we're going to be talking to Andy Harris, the congressman from the 1st District tomorrow. So we're going to have our little review today. Good to see you, Judy.
Good to be here.
And we're going to talk about Dirty Pictures. It's produced by a group called Rapid Lemon Productions, and it's at the Theater Project. So last week, when you told us we were going to talk about this, I said it sounded like something by John Waters. And he's got a big show at the BMAs on everybody's mind. Are there, in fact, similarities?
Not really, Tom. I'm not actually sure what genre this play falls into. I should say it's a world premiere by a Maryland playwright, D.W. Gregory. Actually, I reviewed her play Memoirs of a Forgotten Man this past summer when it was at the Contemporary American Theater Festival. Dirty Pictures is very different from both John Waters and from the play I reviewed over the summer. This play is sort of part melodrama, part farce, part romance. I should also say that despite the title, it is not really shocking or salacious or really even in bad taste, so then it can't be John Waters.
Yeah.
This is adult subject matter, but it's not X-rated. It takes place in a blue-collar bar in Northern California in 1982. It is mostly about relationships. There are four characters: the guy who owns the bar, Dan, two women who work there, Judy the bartender and Bonnie a waitress, and one customer, Chet, who is Dan's best friend and Bonnie's boyfriend. At Bonnie's request, Chet has taken nude photos of her that she wants to send to Playboy, but there's some concern about the pictures possibly falling into the wrong hands. Let's listen to Matthew Lindsay Payne as Chet and Kara Bauer as Bonnie.
So, you get to the post office today?
Dropped it off at the Quick Mart.
The Quick Mart?
It's a lot faster than mailing it off.
But Bonnie!
They do a real nice job, too. I take all my pictures up there.
But Bonnie, some of the shots were a little, you know.
Yeah, I know. Especially that one where you tried that backlight thing with me on the bed.
Well, you know, it's all about the lighting.
That was inspired! Oh, and the one on the shag rug where you wrapped me up in that velvet thing?
I was going for a study in contrast, you know, with the textures.
If that don't get me into Playboy, nothing.
That's Matthew Lindsay Payne and Kara Bauer. They're in Dirty Pictures at the Theater Project. So, Judy, you said the play is mostly about relationships. How would you describe those relationships?
Well, I think the first word that comes to mind is intertwined, and at the beginning, unhappy. The play really examines the nature of friendship and romantic relationships. The friendship is between the two men, although by the end they're fighting, physically fighting, and the women are also fighting. The fight choreography is not the most convincing in this production. The fights are due to lots of pent-up resentments and unresolved emotions. Chet's unrequited feelings for Judy are among those unresolved emotions. Judy, in turn, has some unresolved emotions for Dan. I believe this is why Judy tries to undermine Bonnie's relationship with Dan, and the photos play a major role in Judy's plans. Here's Allison Sarah Burrell as Judy and Terrence Fleming as Dan.
Do unto others, Jude, like the Bible says, do unto others.
Oh, she's been doing unto others, believe me.
What do you mean? You seen her with somebody?
Not with somebody, no.
What then?
I'll show you. It's in the other room.
What's in the other room?
Picture of Bonnie in a compromised position.
With another guy.
By herself, but she's not wearing much more than a smile.
Bonnie posed in the raw.
21 shots. Should have been 24, but there's 3 missing.
But, no, Bonnie's not like that. She's really kind of inhibited that way.
That's Terrence Fleming and Allison Sarah Burrell, Dirty Pictures at the Theater Project. So, Judy, do these actors give convincing portrayals? It's all about the acting, ain't it?
Well, as I said, this is a world premiere, and it's a little tricky to tell if some of the problems are due to the writing or the direction or the acting. It's directed by Lance Bankert. There's some overacting, particularly some shocked facial expressions that actually verge on mugging. Maybe this is part of the farce aspect of the play, but farce has to be performed as if the stakes are real. The character of Bonnie, the subject of those title photos, doesn't have a lot of depth or intelligence. I think that's in the writing. But Kara Bauer gives her character this believable, youthful exuberance. The most moving performance is by Allison Sarah Burrell as Judy. The night that I went, she seemed to be a little slow to get into the role, but though the character of Judy seems manipulative and vindictive, she turns out to be the heart of the play, and Allison Burrell makes us care about her. The character of Chet, though, is a bit of a problem. Matthew Lindsay Payne tries to make him seem like a good guy, but Chet has cooked up this arrangement for Bonnie that is far from something that a good guy would do. Terrence Fleming's Dan, guy we just heard, is probably the only character who's not trying to get away with something, and this Dan comes across as a straight shooter.
So the play is set in a bar in rural Colorado. How about the set? Do they pull that off?
Yes. I have to say this is one of the most detailed sets I've seen at the theater project in a long time. It's designed by S. Lee Lewis. This bar is a very lonesome place. We learn later that it's in dire financial straits. Dan apparently inherited the bar from his father. It looks like nothing has changed in a generation. The jukebox is on its last legs. One of the few modern touches, now remember this is 1982, so modern for 1982, is that there's a signed photo of Ronald Reagan on the wall, and that becomes a comic prop in one of the fight scenes. This is a town that has been an area that has been badly hurt by the recession. But if desperation is driving people there to drink, they're not coming to this bar to do it.
All right, so the play's called Dirty Pictures. Give us the big picture. Is this one worth the night out?
I think it still needs some work. And the playwright has been working on it for a while. It's produced, as you said, by Baltimore's Rapid Lemon Productions, one of the local companies in residence at the theater project. They specialize in developing and producing plays by area writers. And D.W. Gregory, the playwright, has done some work for this production. The tone needs more focus. Right now, it shifts from a kind of melodramatic romance to farce and back to pure romance. And there's some issues that are raised and then just dropped or underdeveloped. Those three missing photos we heard about, for example. And there are repeated references to Dan being religious, and nothing sort of comes of that. Chet wants to be a serious photographer. In the last scene, he says, "Art isn't what you see, but how you see it." I think that's kind of an overstated way to suggest that this is a play about perceptions and misperceptions. But if the playwright's going for something serious, right now it gets a little blurred by some of this over-the-top stuff.
All right, so Dirty Pictures from Rapid Lemon Productions. It's at the Theater Project here in Baltimore until Sunday, and we've got a link to the details about the showtimes and all that stuff on our website, wypr.org/midday. So next week, Judy, you'll actually be out of town, but I'm going to have a conversation with Vinnie Lancisi and Dawn Ursula of the Everyman Theater about their new production of a terrific play. I heard great things about it. It's called Sweat by Lynn Nottage, one of the most important African-American playwrights on the scene today. And then the following week, you'll have a review of Sweat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pulitzer Prize winner.
Yeah, looking forward to it. All right, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Tom.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, our Conversations with the Candidates series continues with Congressman Andy Harris. He's the Republican incumbent who is running for re-election in Maryland's 1st congressional district. Andy Harris joins me for the hour tomorrow on Midday. Lunch today was provided by the Baltimore Chef Shop. They're on the Avenue in Hamden, offering a variety of private events and cooking classes for kids and adults, including baking and international cuisines. Tomorrow evening, they're offering a class in Louisiana Cajun cooking. On Friday night, they're offering tips on vegetarian Indian cuisine and pasta ripiena. We got more on the web at BaltimoreChefShop.com. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing to our podcast and for following us on Twitter. We appreciate it. Future City with Wes Moore is on the way at the top of the hour after the news from the NPR affiliate in Washington, D.C. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.